It's 6:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Marino with KRWG News. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's campaign for re-election has returned $4,200 to a corporate contributor after a donation exceeded limits set in state statute. A political opposition committee titled Stop MLG highlighted the original $25,000 donation from Denver-based Intrepid Potash to Governor Lujan Grisham's campaign. The company supplies water and minerals to the oil and natural gas industry. The company also has water rights pending before New Mexico's Supreme Court. New Mexico caps campaign contributions at $20,800 in the course of a four-year election cycle. In the last few weeks, about 3 million acres of land across the U.S. was burned in wildfires. And though it may have felt like a worse than average year for wildfires in the country, it's actually been a little below average. Keeping wildfires at bay is an important and demanding job, but it's a field made up mostly of men. The Texas Standard's Jill Amon joined a group of teenage girls at a weekend program aimed at changing that.
On a clear, breezy day, a group of girls in their early and late teens are lining up in front of a couple of fire trucks tucked away in Smithfield, Texas's piney woodlands. They're learning how to use low-powered fire hoses and are getting drenched in the process. These girls are part of the inaugural class of the Texas A&M Forest Service's Sisters in Fire program. It's run solely by women wildland firefighters and is open only to teen girls interested in the field.
This has been a great experience working with some people my age, and I'd probably do it again next year.
16-year-old Chesley Tanner has been learning how to start a chainsaw, what it's like to operate a bulldozer. Women represent a little more than 7% of all U.S. firefighters. When it comes specifically to wildfire fighting jobs, that number is a bit higher, but not by much. About 12% of positions with the U.S. Forest Service, Bureau of Land Management, and National Park Service focused on wildland firefighting are occupied by women. Texas A&M Forest Service says 10% of their wildland firefighters are women. Nicole Lang thinks all those numbers are too low.
It's an amazing job, and I love it, and a lot of these girls absolutely love their jobs, and we just want to let it be known to other women.
Lang is a regional fire coordinator for the Texas A&M Forest Service's Houston office. She thinks one of the reasons why there are so few women in her field is that they just don't think it's a career open to them.
So we're really underrepresented, and we really just want to get that out there to young girls that this is a career opportunity for them.
That's why she created Sisters in Fire, and she got 22 other women who work in wildland firefighting in Texas to be instructors for its inaugural event. About 30 teens joined them.
So they're having a blast. I can hear them hooting and hollering and, yelling go team and all of that. They're having an amazing time, and so are we. It's amazing.
And seriously, with all of your side muscles, with your shoulder muscles, you're going to pull it as hard as you can.
There's a lot of girl power on display here. As an instructor helps her start a chainsaw, 13-year-old Maylin Backus is sporting a t-shirt with a picture of Tootsie Tominitz, the legendary female pitmaster at Snow's Barbecue in Lexington, Texas.
Was that hard?
The pulling the chainsaw?
Yeah.
Yes.
Backus is not sure if wildland firefighting is something she wants to do for a career, but she's enjoyed having an opportunity to learn more about it.
But this is interesting. Like, I can see why people would like to choose this as a career path, because it's fun. It's scary, but fun.
When asked if she thinks these activities are exclusive for boys, she immediately starts shaking her head no.
I think everybody can do whatever they want. There shouldn't be any gender-defining roles.
After a day full of hands-on learning, the program instructors demonstrate a controlled burn. It's kind of like fighting fire with fire. During dry spells or in areas that are wildfire prone, wildland firefighters go out every so often and burn off dead brush and weeds, things that can be fuel for a wildfire. The instructors all have numerous stories about experiences on controlled burns and responding to wildfires across the country.
All right, so the next letter in
The burn was the final activity of the day, and the parents have now gathered to await the program's release.
I can't wait to hear all the stories on the way home, so.
Mary Onakovich drove 3.5 hours from the Gulf Coast city of Bay Cliff to bring her daughter and three other girls to today's event.
You know, we did this as a little girls' trip, and it's a girls only.
All of the girls are junior cadets with the Bay Cliff Volunteer Fire Department. Onakovich says her daughter wants to be a firefighter, but she says it's been hard to find good programs for young girls who want to break into the field.
I'm excited about all the adventures my kids take, so to see her being able to kind of grow in what she's found is her path for now, it's really nice.
She plans to bring her daughter back to the program when it meets for the second time next year.
Thank you guys so much, and we hope to see you at the next Sisters in Fire.
Thank you.
In Smithville, Texas, I'm Jill Ament.